Welcome back to Drunken Roommates. Today we're going to kind of discuss our tattoos, future tattoos, piercings, kind of our experiences with it, and kind of a little update about our week and how it's went so far. Katie, you have the least tattoos of us both, so you can go first.
Okay, I guess I'll start with the very first one that I got. I have a small tattoo on my left wrist with the numbers 5x3, and most people, when I get it, they're just like, why did you get random numbers on your wrist? But in this case, that is not the reason I got these. I can't talk today, apparently. I got this tattoo in memorial of someone that had become very close to me during school. He was always a big supporter of me. I worked for him a lot as a fire marshal. And so when he passed away, it was really hard because I was like, that's one of the people that mainly supported me throughout my entire high school career gone. And so I got a tattoo in memoriam of him. And then my second tattoo that I got is on my right ankle, and it has a feather and some birds. And it says, your wings were ready, but my heart was not. And that one is in memory of my grandma who passed away in October of 2018. My first tattoo, the story behind that is that me and my fellow drunken roommate here were out and about, and we had both just got paid. And, you know, I had to pay a lot of bills, so I was already broke as fuck that day. And I just got paid. Sad face. And so Bryn here was like, you know what? I'm going to treat us both. So I was like, okay. So he gave me an address. Didn't tell me what it was until we got there. There was nothing outside of the shop telling me what it was until we fucking walked in. I was like, you brought me to a goddamn tattoo shop. He was like, yes, the fuck I did, because you're getting your first one. And I was like, ah, shit.
Why, I was so scared your mom was going to hate me forever for that tattoo.
Well, it wasn't her decision. I told her I paid for it.
Great, so you lied to your mom. That's cool.
When do I not lie? You guys have no idea how much shit I have
to write. Isn't it that same day that you got your belly button re-pierced that I paid for, too?
Yes. I got my belly button ring pierced that day, too. I forgot about that. That was the second time, though. The first time that I got it in Little Rock at this tattoo shop. And I don't think they cleaned their instruments because, like, I'm telling you guys, within one or two weeks, like, You would probably say, oh, it's still in the healing stage, it's fine, but no, you could tell this was infected. Even Bryn knew it was infected. Because he was like, it should not look like that. I know what a healing piercing looks like, and that does not look like that. The ball was legit sinking into my skin. And I honestly think I may have been allergic to the metal.
Here's the thing, like, I'm really sensitive to different metals. Mm-hmm. And I got my piercing the same place you did, and mine did not do that. And that was surgical steel. So
No. I'm talking about the one in Little Rock when I got pierced the first time. That was the first time. The second time, yeah, I mean, I honestly think it's because I'm allergic to the metal.
I don't think you can be allergic to surgical steel, because that's like the safest metal for you to get.
I don't know.
I think it's once you, that place got that spot infected and you re-pierced it in the same spot, that infection wasn't fully gone. So it just made it worse.
It's possible. It's possible. Anyways, the story with my second tattoo, 2 days before Christmas of 2018, now, 3 days, I was hanging out with one of my friends. I went on a date the night before. I was in a great mood. I got paid. And I'm like, Bryn, when I tell you this check was loaded, I'm telling you, I got like $800. I was so fucking hype. So, like, one of my friends was like, hey, there's a party in Cabot tonight. Do you want to go with me? I was like, fuck yeah, I do. So, I went and got me a new outfit. I paid for our hotel room because she was like, you could stay the night at my house, but she has two fucking kids. No, she has three fucking kids. So I was like, I'm staying in the hotel room so I can at least get some peace and quiet. So I rented a hotel room, you know, I got a new outfit, and then I had to run back to my house because I forgot something. I'd like, I don't know, I think it was like my foundation or shoes or whatever. I don't remember what it was. But I was on my way back. She was like, hey, are you going to come by the house so we can get ready together? I was like, fuck it. I'm going to, I was like, no, I'm in Little Rock. She was like, why? I was like, I'm getting a goddamn tattoo, bitch. And so I went and got a tattoo in memory of my grandma. And that's a story of my very short canvas. But I do plan to get more, a lot more. But I do have priorities at the moment, like rent, car loans. So that's probably not in the foreseeable future.
So I'm tatted up pretty much a lot.
Yeah, you have what, six now?
Yeah. My very first tattoo, I have two music notes together that make a heart.
It's you have blue. The treble clef and the bass clef.
And I got that in, it's like a memorial tattoo because of Josh. I got that when he passed.
Yeah.
Me and him were really close, best friends. We were in band together for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. He played clarinet, didn't he?
Yeah.
Thought so.
And the treble clef is backwards. So it makes the J for Josh.
Yeah.
And I got that when I, my senior year.
No, he passed in, he passed the second semester of our sophomore year.
I know, but I didn't get the tattoo till my senior year.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like real.
Yeah.
Upset about it. Mm-hmm. He died on his birthday.
Yeah, I remember that. Because a week before he passed away, we had a talent show to, and every single one of the funds, because, you know, it's like, oh, we're going to have a talent show for the kids. Cool, we're going to have the kids enter. They're going to do all kind of fun things. Oh, it'll be free because it's a school event. No, we actually, every student had to pay for it, even teachers, because all of the proceeds went to
his family.
Josh. Yeah, and his family.
So he could, they could go back and forth to see him with his last.
And, well, it wasn't just for the last week, but it was also to, like, help with medical bills and, unfortunately, the funeral.
Yeah. So I did get a memorial tattoo for him, and blue was both of our favorite colors, so it's blue. My second tattoo is the Deathly Hallows symbol on my shoulder.
I should probably, note that, Josh, when we say medical bills and that he passed away, he was diagnosed with stage 4 leukemia. And unfortunately lost his battle after 7-8 months.
Yeah.
He was diagnosed all his life, but it started progressing really fast about halfway through our sophomore year. And he unfortunately lost his battle right after Valentine's Day.
This still, like, gets...
It gets to me, too, because he was such a sweet person. Like, Josh was a friend to everyone. He was never mean to a soul. And even if they were mean to him, he just fought back with nothing but kindness.
But, the Deathly Hallows tattoo. That's the tattoo I went and got where I paid for Katie's tattoo. I'm, a huge Harry Potter fan. Like, it's ridiculous. So, we had that crazy story, and the place where we got the tattoo from, we left, and then we went to BB to get our piercings done, and I got my eyebrow pierced that day. Let me just say that hurt.
I remember that.
But then, like, I think in December, around my birthday, I went and got the Dark Mark tattoo.
I remember that one, too. And you got the Mischief Managed as well, didn't you?
Like, 2 weeks after that.
Oh, my God.
And then I waited, and I got the Homestuck tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
So I cosplay a lot. Love cosplay. And I cosplay a character, Rosa Lawn, from Homestuck. And so I got her signature on my, right above Josh's memorial. And then I got, just recently got that retouched up. And then I got the, until the very end with the Hogwarts outline on my arm as well.
The castle. It was really neat to see. And one of the cool facts about that specific tattoo is that you actually got it in writing in the color of your house, right?
Yeah, I got it. I'm a Gryffindor, so I got it in red. And now every time I'm at work and I'm doing dishes or something and I'm like, I move my arm really fast, it looks like my arm's bleeding. And I'm like, the fuck did I do to my arm? And I'm like, oh yeah. It's a tattoo, and it's not blood.
Well, you guys, before we get into some juicier things, my drink of choice today is Smirnoff Green Apple Vodka. What about you, Bryn?
I've been drinking pretty much all day.
You have, it looks like, mango, strawberry, Moscato.
Yeah, I love Moscato.
I'm not a big wine fan, you guys. I prefer vodka. Make my heart go vroom vroom.
So, my future tattoo that I plan on getting on the 20th now is going to be, I read a lot of fan fiction.
Oh, God. So this one's bad, you guys. Be prepared.
So, it's Draco and Harry fucking.
Legit fucking.
And it's going on my arm, like my shoulder, I think.
And I'm, like, I'm very depressed in the fact that I actually found this photo.
So, I'm, like, super excited to get it. But I'm also, like, when I die, they're gonna see all my tattoos and they're gonna look at that one specifically. And they're gonna be like, the hell is the story behind this one?
They probably don't want to know.
And I do plan on getting my eyebrow probably redone. I will not get my nose redone.
I want my nose redone.
That shit hurt.
Oh, it hurt.
So bad. Like, I almost passed out. It was that bad.
I'm going to see if I can get, like, a different ring put in, though. Like, maybe a hoop instead of...
They would not let me do a hoop. It had to be the stud and then the hoop after it healed. But I was like, the stud was gonna come out anyway for the simple fact of my glasses.
I need the hoop because it's easier for me to clean. And every single time I would like go to like clean it and everything, you know, you have to twist it. And oh my God, you guys, I cried every time.
Let's see, I do plan on dyeing my hair the 11th.
What color are you going to dye it this time?
I don't know. I'm thinking towards, like, an electric color. Maybe
see,
an electric blue.
I have mine, like, when I first got it, it was, like, a maroon burgundy red. But now it's, like, starting to light up a little bit, so it's going to turn into that cranberry color. But... Next, I plan to, I originally wanted to get, like, caramel highlights, like a dark, dark brown, almost black, natural hair tone, and then get caramel highlights throughout as layers, but now I'm thinking more of, like, an electric blue, and I say this because that's, like, hella pretty.
That's not electric blue. Electric blue is lighter than that. Like, way lighter.
No, like, this is... There's different types of electric blue. There's, like, different shades. It's complicated.
I want to get a really light tone electric blue, like almost seafoam green.
I don't know if seafoam green would... I don't know. I just don't see it with seafoam green. I feel like you would look better with more of a teal, maybe?
I don't know. I like to play with colors. Colors technically like purple, blue.
Found this bottle of Kinky on Facebook the other day. And no, they weren't selling it. It was just a bottle of Kinky. You know, somebody taking a picture of it and posting it on Snapchat, be like, finally got alcohol or whatever. You know, being like, turn up. But I found this, and it's something that I haven't tried yet, and I really want to try it. And it consists of, it's like a quote-unquote naughty fusion, as they call it, of mango, passion fruit, and blood orange, and I feel like it's going to be real good. But, back to the tattoo thing. I have quite a few lined up. I have a couple in mind. I'm only going to get one, but I haven't really decided which one I want to get in memorial of that person. Because, you know, I miscarried back in 2015, and I want to get something in memorial of that, but I haven't quite decided what I'll get, because, you know, I've gone back and forth in between, like, three or four different things. And then I have this one that says Dreamer, and the D is, like, half of a dream catcher. I think it's really pretty. I think it'll look good. I just don't know where I'm going to put them yet.
I know we have the friendship one that we're going to get.
Oh, the friendship one, you guys. It's cats. It's fantastic. And that's not the only one. We were going to get the sun and moon, and I called the sun. I'm also wanting to get, like, a rose and sunflower, just because those were my grandma's favorite flowers. And it would be kind of like a second memorial of her. But they're also, like, they were also my favorite flowers. If you can't tell, I have a bouquet of them in here right now.
If I put my ear to the wine, it's like I'm at the ocean.
Oh, my God. You guys. When I say he's been drinking all day, he's been drinking all day. So this motherfucker, it hasn't taken much for him to be gone. I walked in earlier to him blowing up a swimming pool chair, and I just kind of walked out of the room because I didn't even want to ask questions. It was that odd.
That chair has a hole in it, by the way. They sold me a broken chair. Just want to point that out there.
They didn't sell you a broken chair. That thing has been halfway aired up for days. We have two cats. Someone probably poked a hole in it. Could have been the dog, too. We don't know, because those motherfuckers like to sit in that chair.
Yeah.
And I told you not to get that chair before we left the store, but you were like, no, I want to go to the sea. Weird ass.
Yeah, I'm weird. There's one, like...
What are you trying to say?
The tattoo that I'm wanting to get. Like, I told my mom I wouldn't mind getting a mother-daughter tattoo. Mm-hmm. But I don't want a girly tattoo. Like, mm-hmm. I just really don't.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, super terrified. She's going to be like, let's get a rose. And I'm like, where the fuck am I going to put that? Can't put it on my wrist or my arms because those are all taken.
I don't know where I'm going to put mine. I want to get mine, like, right here.
Yeah, I have no... Not that's already taken. That's gone.
I'm not going to lie. Your Homestuck tattoo kind of reminds me of Pac-Man.
I'm going to punch you in the throat.
No, I'm being dead serious. Just look at it.
I think Homestuck when I see it. I don't...
It reminds me of Pac-Man. That when the first time I saw it, I didn't even think of Homestuck. I was like, why the fuck does he have Pac-Man on his arm?
That is so hurtful.
I thought it was hilarious.
And I can't get any tattoos on my ankles because my ankles are, like, really bad. And I feel like I would hurt somebody if they touched my foot.
I really want to get a tattoo on my ankle. I'm thinking about getting the cat on my ankle. That's going to fucking hurt, though.
If I get the cat...
No, because, like, it's very skinny right here.
If I get the cat, it's probably going to go here.
Yeah.
On my... I was pointing at my wrist. Sorry, guys. Y'all can't see me. What about... Because there's, like, a few friendship tattoos that I do actually want to get. And there's, like, some I want to get on my side. But I'm also like, if I get something on my side, I better be really, really fucked up first.
We'll have to go to a place that'll allow that.
I'll just watch our tattoo guy and be like, no, I'm fine.
Bullshit. We can tell when you're drunk.
No, I'm good. Have you been drinking today? No. Yeah. Little bit.
How much is a little bit? I'm drunk.
Can you say your ABCs? No.
X, W, Y,
yeah,
A,
done.
P, L. What were we talking about again? That would be you.
I was going to cook supper tonight, and I was like, no, I'm not. I don't feel like it today, guys. I got to work tonight.
We still have leftover pizza.
Yeah, I've been taking that to work with me to eat.
So, I was thinking about taking like a miniature weekend trip sometime. Like, all of us. Like, once we kind of get more stable. Because we have a lot on us, you guys, right now. There's a lot that we're all trying to pay off. And they're like, we just don't have the room in our budgets to go anywhere right now.
Actually, that's not true. I'm the only one who does.
No, I'm talking about, like, where we're wanting to go.
No. I am saving up money for a trip, though. Or going to start putting back money for a trip.
I'm saving back money to pay off my student balance and as much of my loans as I can. Can you stop holding that wine to your ear? It's freaking me out.
I'm sorry.
He's trying to listen to the ocean, and it's not working.
I'm wanting to go to New York to Book Fest.
I just want to go so I can go to Juilliard and Broadway.
But here's my thing with that, though. How much money would I go with to spend on nothing but books? Like, I would come home with thousands of books.
You also got to think about how expensive New York is as well.
Like, the thing with that, and me putting money back now, is Bookfest isn't until next year.
Yeah.
And if I was to put back, like, $20 or $50 every pay period, I would have enough to not worry about that. Because I'd only be there for 2 days.
When is it next year?
On my birthday, December 8th.
Of 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, you'll have plenty of time.
And I'm pretty sure that's when they're going to give me my week off for a year mm-hmm. at McDonald's. Okay, I work at McDonald's overnights, and...
Yeah, we discussed this last week.
I don't think I ever said it was McDonald's, but I get every year that you work there, you get a week of vacation. And I started December 3rd.
Paid vacation.
Started December 3rd. So I'm hoping they give it to me my birthday or the within that week so that way I can go.
No, hang on. December 3rd. This is 2019. You don't get to choose it this year, but you do next year.
Yeah.
But you also got to keep into consideration. If we want to go to Florida.
That's going to be not this year, but next year.
Next year is 2020.
Yeah.
You said the book fest is in 2020.
No, I meant... The book fest is on my birthday of this year.
Okay.
And from now till then, I should have plenty of money to go. But... Next year, I'll have to put money back for our trip to Florida.
We also need to start, like, looking at hotels and stuff and prices so we can find out, like, when the
It's $600.
Depending on which one we stay at. And
at Universal. I've already done the research for this.
No. You got to consider, though, because there's a certain, like, week... Where you can get it the cheapest. It's the same way as airline tickets.
Regardless, we'll be staying at a hotel in Universal.
I also want to go to Disney.
We're going to do the Groupon thing.
I also want to go to Disney World, too.
Why?
Because I'm a fucking kid, that's why.
Do you?
He literally wants to go to Florida just to go to Potter World. Like, he could fucking care less about anything else. He could go to Potter World every single day for a month and not be mad.
Yeah. If they would offer me a job there just for, like, specific information, I'd take it in a heartbeat.
There is a college program.
Like, I already know everything. Go ahead. Let me work there in that particular spot.
You know something that I actually found out interesting when it comes to, like, hiring for Disney and Universal? And this is just something I heard. It doesn't necessarily mean it's true. But, like, if you do get called for an interview, like, you are guaranteed hired if you pass the test for the specific job you're applying for. So, like, say you get an interview to work in Potter World. If you answer specific questions correctly about Harry Potter and all of the books and stuff like that, yeah, you're almost guaranteed the job.
I would get it in a heartbeat. Like, without a doubt.
Stop pretending your wine is a conch sill.
But I don't want to. So, my last payday, I kind of went and got a couple things for myself. And I did end up getting me another Harry Potter poster. And I need to rearrange my bedroom. But I'm very excited to say my entire bedroom is probably going to be full of just posters.
I literally have like 10 or 12 plants. So.
They're fake.
Yeah, because I can't kill them. But they still bring me Zen mode. Especially if I have my oil diffuser on. If you would stop fucking changing my felt board.
I wrote Cox on it one day. The S was a money sign. It was great. I still have the picture.
You need to not. That's our fucking profile picture for drunken roommates, you guys. That's what he did to my felt board.
So, let's talk about a little bit of the apps and stuff we use. So,
the what?
Dating apps.
Oh, shit.
One of the dating apps I use is Tinder. Let me tell you something. That is full of nothing but fuckboys. And, like, fuck couples and fuck women. I'm sitting here like, y'all need to drink some water because y'all thirsty. I got asked in one of my messages, but I'm going to call him Tom. He asked me if he could come cuddle. Like, I don't know who this person is. Just got off work. He's like, can I come? Do you want to meet up? And I was like, I just got off work. He goes, okay, we can cuddle. And I was like, yeah, I'm tired and smell like McDonald's. I don't want to do any of those things. He's like, come on. You know you want to. And I'm like, I really don't.
I've had quite an adventure on Tinder as well. And I actually have quite a few photos. I was going through this one guy's pictures, you know, because every single time I, like, look at the pictures and I leave it out, I want to see if I'm interested in these posts. And I fucking get on this photo, and this dude is turned around, and he is butt-ass naked.
Why?
I don't know. But then, I get another one, and we'll call this guy Chris. Chris put on his profile, just moved here and I'm looking for friends, but if we meet up and you murder me, that's honestly okay too.
I dig this person.
And then, there's another one. We'll call him Jacob. Jacob says, if it flies, floats, or fornicates, rent it. And then this one. Oh, this one. We'll call him Landon. Landon's like, just looking for a third party, so if you're trying to fuck like a porn star, let me know. Like, I'm telling you guys, this app is just full of interesting people. We'll put it like that.
I had one that was a couple, and they're like, we're looking for someone to play with. And they sent me a message, and I was like, I strictly put on my profile, no couples.
It's like, okay, so.
Just because I'm bi doesn't mean I want to be in a couple with somebody. No.
Well, some people don't even bother to fucking read,
like,
the biography.
It just makes me angry. Yes, I'm bi, but that doesn't mean that I want to have a threesome. It doesn't mean that I want to play your middle partner. Like, no. Thank you. Next, please.
Then, there's this also this app called MeetMe. So, I was on MeetMe the other day, and this guy messages me, and he's like, hey, Katie, how are you? I'm Stuart. I was like, I'm doing really well. It's nice to meet you, Stuart. He was like, what's up? I was like, I'm honestly really sleepy, but I can't go to sleep. He was like, oh, cool. Well, if you need a massage to get more tired, I don't mind helping, wink, wink. I said this as a joke. I was like, you know what would really help me sleep? He was like, what's that? I was like, $700. He was like, I'll give you $250 if you 69. And then another guy messaged me. He doesn't even have a name. It says on his profile, Bask in Darkness. And it says, hey, Katie, let me hear you say it. How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies? A good cook could cook as much cookies as a good cook could cook cookies. And he said, failure to say it correctly leads to spankings. And that's all he said. I was like, wait a minute.
The fuck?
I don't know.
So I had one on MeetMe this morning who was like, I'm a dedicated father. And I'm trying to be a sugar daddy, and I'll be good to you if you're good to me or whatever. And I was like, look, you're 47. I'm old enough to be your daughter.
All I ask is for a sugar daddy without the sugar. Is that so hard to find?
And then
I could just imagine, like, having, like, a sugar buddy, like, messaging him and being like, hey, I know you've been depressed lately, how are you? And he's like, I'm actually doing great today, here's $7,000.
He's like, if you'll fuck, I'll fuck. And all this stuff, and like,
if you'll fuck, I fuck. Isn't that how it's supposed to go?
And I'm sitting here like, I don't want your money. I don't want a sugar daddy. If I want a daddy of any kind, it's going to be in a BDSM relationship. Otherwise, calm the fuck down and get out of my DMs.
I can't. And if you guys couldn't tell the sarcasm in my voice, yes, I was being sarcastic. I would never just... I literally just get on there to fuck with people. And if I find someone interesting, then I might talk to them. And it usually leads to them eventually being a fuckboy. Because they're like, oh, maybe if I actually talk to her first, she might send me nudes. That's not how it works.
Like, if you send me a picture of your dick, first off, everybody in my apartment's going to see it.
Yeah.
And then we're going to laugh at you.
And then we're going to post about it on our blog, and then we're gonna block you, and we will say your name. We will not guard it. We will say your name,
because clearly you're a fuckboy and you don't care. Like, if I ask for the nude, then you're good, but if you just send it to me, no.
Or, like, those people that match with you and don't even try to have a conversation. The very first message they send, they're just like, you want to fuck? I hate people like that. Like, I know that dating apps are not all glory and dating, but there are some people on here that actually have genuine interest in meeting you and want to possibly grow with you. But if all you're wanting is sex, then... I'm sorry, but you're just damn out of luck, because that's not what everybody wants these days. And you can just be like, well, Tinder or Meet Me or Bumble, OkCupid, whatever fucking dating app you're on. Dating apps aren't meant for that. They're dating apps. Yeah, but that doesn't always necessarily mean a one-night stand. I have a very strong opinion when it comes to things like this, because
You're going to do my makeup for work.
Okay.
That just came out of nowhere, guys. I'm sorry.
That did come out of nowhere. I was like, alrighty then. But I just have a very strong opinion about this, because, like, there's just so many things out there. And then, like, this is a very touchy subject, but I have to mention it. But there are those people that are kind and are really sweet and on the app and everything. And you talk for a few weeks, maybe a couple months, and you're like, okay, maybe I'm comfortable meeting them now. They've never been a fuck boy. They've never said anything about sex. And then they meet in person, and they try to touch you, and some people are even sexually assaulted, and that just breaks my heart. Like, apps like this are just so dangerous these days. Like, that's why I always do some investigating, whether I've been talking to you for a while or not. You guys don't know, girls really do investigate. You think we just get on Tinder or the dating app or whatever, and we're like, oh, he's cute, I'm going to go to a party with him this weekend, or I'm going to go over to his house and watch a movie. I might even go to the movies with him. I might go watch the sunrise or watch the sunset. No, we investigate. Like, we look up your Facebook, if you have one. We look up your Instagram. We look up Twitter.
If you have a picture of your mama... We look at that, too.
Yeah. Like, we also investigate to see if you have a girlfriend. We also look at, like, who you hang around. Because, I'm sorry, as much as you hate to say it, the people that you surround yourself with will eventually influence you to do the same things they are. Whether it's good or bad. He's just over here chowing down on chips.
That stopped that.
Okay, so getting it off of that note, I've been putting off writing and reading for a while, and I'm thinking about picking up my book I haven't picked up for a while, mm-hmm. and getting a little bit further into that tomorrow. My off days are Saturday and Sundays.
Sunday and Mondays.
Fuck. Sorry, guys.
It's Saturday.
Sundays and Mondays. I hate today.
One more day. It's okay.
And then we have to go to the fish fry with my dad's. Now I get to come home. And I'm going to be noisy as fuck to my neighbor tomorrow. So apparently they like to be rude and obnoxious.
You guys, so we all work night shift. We've said this before multiple times. We all work night shift. We live in an apartment complex. I know we're asleep during the day, and most of the people are up during the day that live in our complex, but we fucking work nights. You wake us up, I will punch you in the face. Like, that's just how it is. I don't like being waken up, because when I get... What the fuck ever?
It's just, when I can hear you outside of my door, and then I can hear... They need to really take out their trash. It's like, I take my trash out before I leave for work. So, get off my ass. Like, I'm sorry I sleep during the day. Like, y'all have no idea how mad that made me earlier. And then their kid runs around screaming and stomping upstairs. And then they do the same thing, and they're always in and out of their apartment or fighting, and I'm just like, y'all, I'm trying to sleep.
I feel like sometimes they do it because they just want attention. They want people to pay attention to them. But this is the thing. We don't care. We're not listening to your conversation, whether we're awake or not. We just want you to shut the fuck up.
Like, we have our own issues.
Oh my god, these chips are fire. These are so good.
Oh no, they were the knockoff brand. So, apparently when my cat wants my attention while I'm sleeping, he bites me in the face.
My cat doesn't bite me in the face, but she'll just get right up on my nose and go, I'm like, bitch.
Like, Gus has gotten to the point to where he'll, like, bite my nose or he'll bite my ear, and I'm like, will you fucking quit? You want my attention, but I want sleep. Which one do you want more?
And then when you're in the mood to play with them, they don't want to play with you. But when you're busy, like, trying to cook, trying to clean, like, even getting ready to shower, sleep, or you're doing homework, they want all of your undivided attention.
I know. And then when I go to pet them and I want their attention and they don't want mine,
yeah,
I get bit.
Like, my cat, one time I was on the phone with my mom. She fucking smacked my phone out of my hand and got up in my face and was like, love me. I called her a bitch and my mom thought I was talking to her and she got mad. And I had to explain to her that my cat smacked my phone out of my hand.
I was about to say, you might as well just pour the whole thing in there.
I was. Oh, gotta get that last straw.
Right? No party fouling.
That's a beautiful bottle, though.
I know. I'm
you should keep it.
I have this thing where I'm probably going to start keeping
all my
bottles.
I really like frosted glass. I think I might, like, get one myself and, like, once it's all drank, like, taking this off and cleaning it and maybe making it, like, a vase.
I just like to collect alcohol bottles. I'm weird as fuck, though, so.
We're also alcoholics, so.
Not all of my money is spent on alcohol, guys. Let's get that straight.
No. That's not what I meant. I meant we're alcoholics when we want to be.
Like.
We don't drink alcohol constantly. We don't smoke constantly. We don't vape constantly.
Just whenever we can afford it.
We don't work out constantly, but we do.
Well, technically, I do, because when I'm at work, I'm always fucking moving. And doing
while
shit.
You guys are at work, I go to the gym. What?
I need to get a gym membership. But I'm also low-key lazy, and I need to sleep. Otherwise, I'm mean at work.
My gym has massage chairs.
Yeah, but if I don't sleep, I'm mean.
You're awake right now.
Yeah. I'm just relaxing before work. Because I know as soon as I go in tonight, it's going to be terrible. I already have a feeling it's going to be a bad night.
At least you'll be off the next 2 days.
Yeah, and then I have to freaking come back to work, and I'm just like.
I am off tonight, and then I work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, off Thursday and Friday. If I can pick up a shift, I'm going to, and then I work Saturday and Sunday.
I'm hoping for a little bit of overtime.
Me too. Hi, Carlos. Wait, is the third roommate awakened?
I have no idea.
I think he just went to the bathroom. Oh, we do have a third roommate. His name's Asher. He usually sleeps during the day. He'll sleep a little bit more than Bryn will.
I've sleep insomnia, so.
Sleeping. He usually wakes up about. He actually woke up later than he usually does. He usually wakes up about 5 o'clock. It's almost 7. He got a little more sleep tonight. That's good. It'll be good for him. He'll be a little more awake at work tonight. And our third roommate doesn't have a cat. He has a dog. His name's Carlos, and he's an energetic ball of fur. Oh, shit! And he just scared the shit out of me. Asher, you want to introduce yourself?
To who?
We're on our podcast.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Just introduce yourself. Say a few things about yourself. Talk about the story of your tattoo.
Oh, the sideways 69?
Yes.
That I had no choice of?
Yes.
Well, me and...
Bryn?
Me and Bryn, we're into Homestuck, so we decided, hey, let's get some friendship tattoos, and let's get them, you know, of something that we like. Bryn was paying for them, so I had no choice in the matter as to what they were. I could just give him ideas. I was just showing him different tattoos, but he had already picked out the cancer symbol and his little Cthulhu cupcake on his wrist.
That's not what it is.
I call it a Pac-Man.
Oh, it's a Pac-Man?
No.
But, yeah, as soon as we get to the tattoo place, I'm told that I'm now getting a cancer symbol on my wrist. I'm like,
which is Car Kitty.
You're gonna get a mad.
I know.
So, yeah, I'm forever stuck as Car Cat on my wrist.
And his blood color.
Oh, yeah. Red. It's so bad. He hates it.
So, you know what's great, though? I've realized I've paid for two of my roommates' first tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Now I'm going to pay for your first facial piercing.
Hey, wait, what?
I never agreed to this. I paid for Katie's belly ring.
Yeah, but that wasn't my first
time. But my eyebrow ring. So either you can get your eyebrow pierced or your nose.
But both of them fucking hurt.
Can I get my lip pierced?
Actually, I plan on getting my lip pierced soon.
I think I'm not getting snake bites.
I won't pay for snake bites, but I'll pay for one.
You guys could always go half and half. My cat's being a fucking weirdo and sitting on the top of the chair.
On another note,
listen here, bitch. You're not licking that ball.
You've been drinking all day?
Sure have.
Yes. Hey,
this is the last of my wine.
No, ma'am.
Do you want to taste it?
It tastes terrible to me. I don't like wine. What are you doing?
But, so me and Ash are working in the same place.
Ooh, I like that.
I know.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
I drank that entire bottle
myself. I opened it like 2 hours ago.
I like that. That tastes really good.
I opened it like 2 hours ago and it's fucking gone.
I thought you were going to save that for your dad's.
Well, yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah, that did not happen.
Well, we had such a fucked up day yesterday. I don't blame you for drinking it. I almost drank the rest of my flask
He drank the rest of his shot bottles, too.
Yep. I drank that earlier.
You want this flask? I'm taking the bottle.
That's my flask. What the F?
I have my flask in my room. I almost drank all of mine. And I almost started drinking the wine.
So, the thing is, with our podcast, because it is Drunken Roommates...
Let me go get my flask then.
So he is
going to be roommates joining the party.
So he's going to be joining in on our podcast, guys. So
sometimes,
hopefully, the majority of the time.
Yeah.
But usually you'll get me, Katie.
Yeah, I sleep a lot. I require
usually you. Slept a lot more today than you usually do. I usually wake up around 5.
I was exhausted. Like,
do you know what our freaking neighbor did earlier?
Her kid and her whatever you call him marched up the fucking stairs. When her kid got to the stop, he fucking screamed at the top of his lungs. Then she kicked our trash and was like, they need to take out the fucking trash.
Oh my god, she's lucky.
So that's when I was like,
lucky Robin wasn't awake. She's lucky she didn't wake up Robin.
She's lucky she didn't wake up Luca.
So I was like, alright, let's go ahead and do our podcast. And so we came in here and we started it. I was like, I can't deal with these. Like, they need to realize real quick that we take out trash before we go to work.
We sleep during the day. We are night shift workers. Those things exist, people.
Well, apparently to some, they don't.
And it's not like she hasn't left her trash out there, how many days in a row?
I've seen it out there for at least 4 days.
So, and it's not even on her side, so she doesn't even need a fucking bitch.
It's right in the middle.
It's not even in the middle, it's in our doorway.
It's retarded.
So, she needs to shut the fuck up and then control her kid. Just saying.
I'm just so glad they're moving. Like, they've been in the process of moving because they're moving into a house and rent's due on the 1st. So, like, they have to be out by the 1st.
Hey, at least we don't have to hear them having sex at, like, 5 in the morning.
Done that.
You guys don't. I've had to hear it the past 3 motherfucking nights.
Oh, they need to hurry up and move.
And then our landlord
is being a dick.
Is doing some stuff and not communicating and still haven't picked up my part of rent. And I'm just like, this place is sketchy, but it's okay because it's what we can afford.
Yeah.
He's like, this is y'all's first time paying rent and y'all can't get your stuff together on your halves. And I was like, not our first time, it's our second time, and we've already discussed that we get paid twice a month.
He said that to me. He didn't say that to him. He said that to me. I called him and I was like, hey, I've run into a bit of a bind. I need to talk to you about rent. I may be a few days late this month. And he was like, what the fuck is going on? Can you guys not get your stuff together?
Excuse us if jobs here are scarce.
Like, okay, so Brent and Asher work at McDonald's. I work at Sonic. Not only do we not get that many hours, but we don't get that much a paycheck. And it's not the only fucking bill we have.
Well, those two are the ones that just started.
Just started McDonald's. Like, this is going to be, like, my fifth night. Started.
So,
like, this coming up, the 11th, will be your first paycheck. I don't get my first paycheck till the 20th.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, and for me, I have 200. Our rent's 250 apiece.
Yeah.
And I have my 200 with me, and I was going to pay the 50 on the 11th.
Yeah.
But now, I'm paying 300 on the 11th. And that better satisfies some people, because
I can't.
11 days waiting is nothing compared to me having my 200 now and him not coming to get it.
Yeah, didn't he say he was out of town?
Yeah. And he has not answered my phone call or my text message. After
and
we sent him a message saying, I will pay my roommates full price on the 11th.
Because the plan was for him to pay half, I pay half, and then I give him his half when I get paid.
Yeah.
Well, then he said all of that and started making a mess of everything, and it's like, wait, so you're not going to pay yours until the 20th, and rent's due 10 days from then?
I was like, I will just do it on the 11th and be paid back.
Like, we don't get paid that much. We're trying the best we can.
I still gotta make car payments. Because of them fixing my car.
And the thing is that he doesn't understand. We gave him close to $1,100 in one day. The very first day we moved in. And that's literally all the money that any of us had to our names. And he, like, we explained to him our situation and everything, and he doesn't realize that if this hadn't happened, two of us would have been fucking homeless.
In all honesty, if he's just going to be like this, I would rather live out on the street.
Like, well, I mean, you have to think of it this way, though. Two roommates already had to, like, so he's thinking, oh, this is going to happen every time, and it's not.
No, it's not. I explained to him, I was like, look, I worked in healthcare before I started working at Sonic. I was a CNA, and I was working close to 48 hours a week. Well, my client that I worked 48 hours a week for canceled. And they didn't have any other clients, they didn't have any perspective, they didn't have any openings for hours. So I was like, I can't just sit here and not have any hours, I have bills to pay. So I went and searched for a new job. And he was like, well, did you get a new job? And I was like, yeah, I got a new job, but I only get paid on the 5th or the 20th, but I don't start until this Sunday, so I won't get a paycheck on the 5th. And I explained to him that, and then I told him, this is what we're working with. And he was like, okay, I can do that. Bye. And then he hung up.
And then I sent a message on the 11th, I'll pay full. Not have to worry about it. So he hasn't messaged me back, but I mean, I can understand why he's a little annoyed.
I can understand why he's annoyed, but there's no reason for him to be like that. Like,
that's going to be anywhere we go. So
yeah.
We're just going to have to deal with that. But I got it this time.
Come on. Come on.
You're actually going to have to pick him up. He's not going to jump into a chair.
Okay, buddy. Get your paws off my collarbone and my boots.
He's a cuddler. What can I say?
I know.
So the pets we have in the house is Augustus, Aphrodite, and then Carlos.
Carlos being the only dog.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Help.
Nope.
Help.
You started it.
Didn't know this motherfucker did. Yeah, lay down. Calm down. Calm your shit. Good boy. No, don't move. God damn it. Fuck. Tell.
No.
Why? It's your dog. Ow, my boo.
Because he's been locked in the room while I was sleeping for the entire night, entire day.
Hey, buddy.
I woke up about 3-something, so I didn't get much sleep today.
Oh, God.
Hello.
But that's because our neighbors were annoyingly loud.
There you go. Go back in the floor, because you hurt.
In all honesty, I kept waking up because Carlos wanted to get under the bed and start chewing on something.
Would?
Probably. And it irritated me. So finally, I just woke up.
Listen here. You ain't chewing. Sorry. Ouch. Fuck.
Dumbass.
Shut up.
In all honesty, I really don't want to go to work tonight.
Yeah, well, too bad.
Get off of me.
Whatever. Where's she? Come here.
So, I may actually have a date on the 11th.
Oh, really?
That's what I said.
With who?
Yeah, we're gonna go with that.
His name's... We'll call him Chris.
Okay.
He's in the medical field, so won't say which specific thing.
Cool.
He does have a kid.
But it's not as bad as what you think.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, no, I'm not saying, oh, God, he has a kid. I mean, oh, God, you got a daddy.
Stop.
Ah, shit.
Stop.
Brent's got a daddy.
Scratch my back and call me daddy.
That's it. Okay. We're no longer discussing dating lives anymore. That's how that ended.
Okay. How about we talk about our kinks then?
Hold on, before we start on kinks, I just want to say, are you rekindling a romance with Dustin at work?
Matt is, and I
oh
don't
my
want
God,
to
God, I fucking knew it. I knew it because when he started mobbing for you up front, I knew it. I called it.
Well,
I looked at Matt. I looked at Matt at work, and I said,
aww.
They're gonna start fucking. You wait and see. And he looked at me. He's like, I want in on this action.
Matt
and
Dustin
like, yeah.
Sitting in a tree. F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
I'm going to be fucking in your bed.
God damn it.
Technically, you're not wrong because that is her bed.
I know.
Oh, you got jokes.
So we kind of, like, discussed, like, what our tattoo or some of our future tattoos are.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you're going to get the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Almost every bit of my tattoos are going to be Pirates of the Caribbean themed, except for one, which is going to be the tattoo you have.
My Harry Potter one.
And
until the very end.
Yeah. And
my
house.
My blue.
Yeah. And my house color blue for Ravenclaw.
Carlos, I want to make you into a taco, buddy.
So Robin actually wanted to see what her house would be, so we checked. Hers is Slytherin. I'm just like,
she's with me!
I'm sitting here like,
the flask.
I'm sitting here like, why does that...
There you go, motherfucker.
Why does that suit you? Matt,
here.
Matt is actually...
I can see Matt as a Hufflepuff.
He is Hufflepuff.
Just because he doesn't like confrontation.
Ooh,
that much.
He doesn't. He tries to keep
Lacey,
the balance.
Lacey's a Hufflepuff, too.
No.
Lacey's more of a
Gryffindor.
Yeah, Lacey's a Gryffindor.
Luca.
Luca's a Slytherin.
Death Eater.
He's a fucking...
He's not a student. He's a Death Eater.
I'm surprised Robin isn't.
Nah, she's more of the dark arts.
She's more a Slytherin, and or she's following Voldemort.
That's what I said. Yeah, Death Eater.
Death Eater.
She probably is, but she says I'm a Slytherin.
Oh, no. She could be a the Dementor.
I don't think she's a Dementor.
You want to bet? Oh, she's always making fucking... Hey, you want to make a deal?
Yeah, now I see it. She's a Dementor.
Why do you think I always have to eat chocolate whenever she's around?
Touche.
Can I just close on you?
I don't know if they... I don't know if these guys told you, but I do have DID and...
If you guys don't know what that is, it's dissociative identity disorder.
And Matt is one of the... Matt and Robin are actually the oldest personalities that I have.
They're twins.
Yeah, kind of. Robin's 28, Matt's 27.
Okay, so they're your part.
Yeah. Matt is a Spanish...
What the hell?
He acts like a Spanish ass.
He's biting your ear.
He bit me in the ear. Don't blow in his face then.
He's being kinky.
That's fucked up.
Okay, so let's go back to kinks.
Oh, God. Ow, you motherfucker!
Alright, so on kink level, who has a BDSM kink? Me and Asher.
Robin's also raising her hand.
Alright, so what is your BDSM kink? So there's pet play, there is...
I'm waiting for you to get done so I can list off mine.
I'm not listing mine off, I'm listing what it is first, and then... Alright, so there's pet play, there's daddy and baby girl, daddy and brat, daddy and princess. Then there's mommy and baby girl, mommy and princess, mommy and brat. Then there's sex slave, master, and that's it. That I know of. So what is yours?
I'm into bondage, whipping... Pet play, daddy, you know, daddy slash baby boy, technically. Yeah, we're doing that. And,
I'm also into edge fucking.
What is that?
Edge fucking.
What is that?
Edge fucking is technically where you fuck a person to where they're close to coming and then you just stop.
Oh, basically, I hate edge that. Teasing. I hate that.
Ooh, I love it.
That's the
it.
Fucking worst.
Ooh, I love it.
You are the worst kind of person.
Yeah, there's good people and there's you.
So, I like being tied down and being blindfolded.
You're getting Robin turned on now.
I also like being choked. My hair grabbed.
So, my kink is I can do daddy dom or I can do... Brat daddy dom, or I can do pet, but my, like, biggest thing is I would love to have my hands tied and then behind my back or pushed up against the wall.
I love being pushed up against the wall.
My kinkiest thing is shoved up against the wall and fucked as hard as possible. I like it rough, but I don't like soft sex. Like, it is so...
I like it rough, but I also like it to be romantic. Like, I don't want it to just be with someone... Like a stranger.
No, that's not what I'm talking about when I say rough. Like, I like rough sex. I'm not going to get off on soft, like, vanilla sex.
Oh, no. That's not what I mean. When I say I want it to be romantic, I mean I like when they whisper things in my ear. Are you okay?
No, that all went up my nose. That's the first thing that popped into my mind. When you said, I like things being whispered in my ear, I was like, really?
You're the one dating the daddy.
Yeah. I'm not dating anyone yet, technically.
Yet.
Technically.
Hey, stop it.
Where the fuck did that come from?
That is Lacey's.
Lacey gave it to him. She said she doesn't want it. She said she's getting too old for toys. She's six. I know. She prefers reading over toys, in all honesty. She's changed her room in the headspace into literally just Her bed's right here, and there's a doorway.
I opened the doorway. It's a motherfucking huge-ass library in there.
And I'm like, you could have told me. I could have gotten you a book instead of a toy.
Yeah.
And they're not kids' books, either. They're more of the teenage novel ones.
Yeah, like the... where you had to take the reading test, whatever.
Yep.
Listen! Here,
listen.
Don't tear up the house.
Just remind me that we have to take trash out before we leave.
I can't get too intoxicated because I have to drive.
Oh, I'm getting fucking
wasted.
Oh, good.
You've been wasted for a couple hours.
Yeah, I stuck my head, my ear to the wine glass. And I was like, I can hear the ocean.
It was so great. I'm like, Brim, what you doing? Oh, and then I walked into the living room when I woke up, and he's fucking in there blowing up the inflatable by himself. And I'm like, what you doing, Brim? And he was like, I want to go for a swim.
Where?
I don't know. I guess at the complex downtown.
Well, I mean, if we go to the hotel that's actually here in Searcy and pay them, we could actually go swimming.
The complex downtown is open.
No shit. Your sheet's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I have to fix it every day.
I really don't want to go to work.
Yeah, I don't either, but tough stuff.
Y'all look at this.
Dude, last night was...
We cuddle like this every day.
I wonder how bad
me and my cat. That's
I'm bad. Sorry, did you have a breakdown at work?
No, I know, I'm just saying, it was hectic.
I cried for almost 5 hours.
Y'all are a mess. We are a mess. Our lives are a mess.
We blame Kelly.
Kelly's a mess.
I told her to shut up and quit speaking on the headset. I was like, I've had enough of you talking today. You just need to stop. She legitimately said, excuse me, on the headset. I was like, you heard me. I was so mad. Thank God I'm off tomorrow and the next. Well, you're not.
I work Monday, so we'll see.
Oh, you know what? That's going to suck, though. Because Sunday, when I come home from my dad's, I'm blaring my TV, I'm blaring music, and I'm fucking stomping up and down those goddamn steps. You better fucking believe it. I don't care if it's at 1 o'clock in the morning or not.
We have a noise occurrence, first of all. Second of all.
When has that ever stopped them?
Dottie. But our downstairs neighbor is fine.
The one that lives underneath us. The one that lives underneath them that we thought was all great and whatever. Done the same shit this morning.
Jeremy?
Yeah, he was banging up and down the steps too. After Dottie. Talking as loud as he could. I'm sitting here like, I'm gonna fucking push a person down the steps.
Are you sure it wasn't her?
No, I'm sure because I recognized his voice. And Sugar. Sugar was barking. I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that. That's my motto now. When I hear a crash, I never
heard it. Well, it wasn't mine. She's right.
Carlos!
Hey.
We're still live here.
Podcast is still going on and you're screaming.
I don't give a fuck.
Anyways. Yeah, you're in trouble. Sit down. What the fuck are you doing?
Stuck my tongue out at him because he got in trouble.
Oh my God. Anyway, really since drunk. You're here now, you've said things about your tattoo. Why don't you tell us a little about yourself, other than the whole DID?
I'm a trans male, and I was close to being disowned by my parents until I explained everything. My parents still think the only reason I'm trans is so I can be gay, so I can be a guy and date other guys. I'm so dumbfounded.
If you just wanted to date, never mind.
If I just wanted to date guys, why don't I just stay a girl? In all honesty, I'm trans because I'm...
That's who you feel you are.
I am very uncomfortable being in a... having boobs and a vagina. I really am. I really hated being a girl. The second I started dressing and acting more like a guy, I felt more comfortable.
Yeah.
As many times as I heard that last talk, I just want to punch people that say that. It sucks being a woman. I don't want to be a woman. Well, bitch, take care of yourself, and then you won't have that. Anyway.
Well, I mean, it's not that I wasn't taking care of myself. I
was.
Not
you. I'm talking about our manager.
Oh, yeah. I am stuck being a woman in his eyes. Just wait until I get the surgery.
Yeah.
Whip it out. Okay.
Just like, oh, you're a guy.
You spin my head right round, right round.
I'm just going to be sitting there just like, it might be bigger than yours.
It's a good thing I'm in the hole tonight. Like, you know Crystal called me this morning, right?
She did?
You guys. Yeah. Guys, Crystal on podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. not Crystal. I'm going to call her Ristol. Ristol called me this morning and apologized.
Holy shit.
For my breakdown.
Well, that's yeah, good, at least.
I legitimately cried for almost 5 hours straight. Mm-hmm. It was bad. Anyway, to something a little more interesting, we were going to do Cards Against Humanity at my dad's, but that's not happening.
Because the fish fry is way too late.
So we have to take 2 cars, that way we're not stuck at my dad's until Katie
gets off. No. I thought we were all carpooling in Asher's car, and we were staying there for a few hours and coming back, but I didn't know that it was that late.
Yeah, that's why I looked and said we have to take 2 cars, mm-hmm. So we're not stuck at my dad's.
Until 1 in the morning, because I get off at 12:30.
Oh, God. For the simple fact, yeah, I'm going to do some laundry there, but
I might actually just go do laundry at David's.
You can do laundry at my mom's. Mm-hmm. How much laundry do you have?
A full basket.
Mixed with mine shouldn't be but maybe 2 loads. Because my mom's washer is pretty big.
Okay.
She's asleep.
I low-key want to throw your cat.
No! Let her be. She is asleep.
I have
and
issues
she is
with
cuddling.
That cat.
Leave her alone.
Like, I don't even know what it is. I just...
You just have issues with that cat.
I do.
Mind your business.
So what's kind of like one thing we all kind of want to get for our rooms?
A noose.
I want my fucking tapestry to come in. I've been waiting for that motherfucker for over a week. What'd you say?
A noose. So he's not allowed to speak anymore.
What is that?
A noose to hang yourself? What kind of stupid ass question was that?
Well, what's a noose?
I never wanted to hang myself. I didn't know.
Matt does. Because somebody wants to make fun that he's trying to rekindle the relationship with Dustin.
That's really funny.
F-U-C-K-I-N-T.
I fucking called it. But
No. I'm happy for you. Why?
Because it's super funny. He's going to start coming to the house all the time. Oh, and you have your own...
Motherfucker.
Why are you laughing? You're going to hear the moaning, too.
And I have 2 doors.
Yeah, but at least he has a door.
I'm going to leave it wide open. So you all can hear it.
When we live at a lodge,
do it in the living room. So that way, Dottie can hear it.
Can we borrow your bed?
The fuck no?
Anyways.
When we lived at Elijah's, they fucked in the living room where he was sleeping.
Yeah, because that was his room.
And,
I heard it.
Brent heard it
I
all.
I went to work the next day, and I was like, Dustin, you moan way too loud. And he turned, like, bright red and then didn't speak to me for the rest of the night.
He moans way too fucking.
Yeah, I know. Well, Matt does.
You and your fucking rabbit dildo.
Dude, Matt growls, okay?
You mean, like, at the tattoo place when you were getting your tattoo done?
He growled at the tattoo artist!
Sure did. No. It was more sexual than anything.
Mm-hmm. And literally the tattoo artist is like, oh, well, I'm getting growled at now.
And I stopped what
that
I was
doing. That makes it worse.
I had a video of it.
I want to see this.
It's on my phone, and I'm not getting it. You can
I want to see it.
No.
Actually, you have my SD card in your phone. So, just an FYI.
Yeah, I know.
So every photo and every picture that you save to that phone goes directly to my SD card.
I know.
I'm going to get that, and it's going to be full of, like, weird daddy anime
guys. Maybe he won't look at your nudes.
Then delete all his nudes.
Okay.
At this point, there's nothing he's probably not seeing.
I have to go get my own SD card.
To be honest. Like, 100%, he's probably seen all of my nudes.
Do they sell them at Walmart?
Do they sell nudes at Walmart?
No.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you go to a photo lab, but then you gotta make sure that that lady doesn't come to your pictures. Make sure they come out okay.
Make sure to do it within the hour.
I didn't mean nudes.
That made my night.
And fuck the both of you.
I mean,
not my type.
I'm fucking dying.
I meant, do they sell SD cards at Walmart?
Yes.
Need to buy me one before you take yours, okay? Wait until the 11th when I get my own SD card, and then you can get, then you can have yours.
I'm in no hurry to get it.
Okay.
I was just saying don't delete shit from my SD card.
I'm not going to delete shit from the SD card. I didn't even delete the videos of the tattoos.
That's really funny. Really so new to Walmart.
You fucks.
Just picture that old lady that works at the photo booth going through to make sure like all your pictures came out right.
No. And just imagine one of the associates coming by and being like, is everything okay? And all of your nudes are on the screen.
Oh, yeah, very. That would be super fucking hilarious. It's like, I'm comfortable with my sexuality. Here you go. Here's a free peek.
God damn it.
You're both drunk.
All I see is,
I'm
like,
not drunk. I just thought it was funny.
Like, the only image that pops in my mind is, like, Asher covered in whipped cream. And then that picture on the photo lab and a lady coming by, like, I'm fucking gone. I'm drunk.
You're gone.
I'm drunk. So
why are you imagining me in whipped cream?
Were his anime pictures being printed? Robin's anime pictures being printed?
I'll bring up Robin's anime pictures.
Oh my god, worse. Those freaking semi-erotic daddy anime photos that he has saved onto his phone.
Shut up.
Being printed.
Shut up.
What do you see, baby?
Shut up.
I'm right, though. Oh, no, what's worse is if he prints off pictures of Dustin naked. No.
Why did you give Matt the idea?
Stop.
You
I'm not
spin
going
my dick right round, right?
I'm telling you, like, as soon as I... Because I even told my mom, I was like, watch. Asher's going to start at Walmart. At McDonald's, and him and Dustin are gonna get back together. My mom's like, that's not gonna happen. I was like, you wait and see.
You fucking wait.
I know. I'm not fucking dumb.
Him and Matt started talking. I let Matt come out, so I'm like,
oh, yeah. Him and Matt, hold on, guys. You and Matt? Matt and him started talking about what?
Well, you know him and Matt were the ones who are fucking, not me.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware.
In all honesty, I could care less about who Matt dates or who he wants to fuck, in all honesty. But when it came to him, you know, he talked to Dustin. He was talking like, so, have you found yourself a girlfriend yet? He was wanting to, you know, just like, I guess, joke around with him, become friends. And Matt decided to bring up the question, so, you're not a hoe anymore, huh?
Oh, shit.
Dustin said, yeah, I guess I'm wanting a more intimate relationship. And I'm like, Matt, don't. Matt,
yes.
Don't. Matt, don't!
Yes. I called it.
I was screaming at Matt to don't you dare. And he said, well, I get paid the 11th. If I have some money left over, you want to
go on a date with me to the Mongolian place.
Both of you fucking, I'm single as shit, and you motherfuckers over here going on a date. Fuck both of you.
And Dustin said he'd think about it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dustin's going to my mom's and dad's.
Oh, dear God, bro. No.
You have a date. You have a date.
I don't have a date.
I wouldn't call it a date.
You have a date. You have a date. Stevie and Matt have a date. And I'm over here fucking stuck babysitting three kids. So fuck all of you motherfuckers.
If Matt invites Dustin back over to the house for fucking, I'm sorry.
Are you though?
Not really, because Matt's saying we need to buy batteries.
We need batteries.
Do you have AA batteries at all?
No, we used them all.
Put them in the fridge. They'll recharge.
What?
I thought it was the freezer.
No, it's the fridge.
Really?
That's why none of yours ever work.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well,
you put them in the fridge for 24 hours. They'll recharge.
Well, so if I go put it in, well.
Go stick your dildo in the fucking refrigerator.
Not the dildo.
Matt's probably gonna.
I swear to God, if I walk in there tonight in the fridge to get something to eat and I see your fucking naughty dildo, I'm putting it in the trash.
It's a vibrator, and that's, what is it, like pink? I thought it was pink. Yeah, it's pink.
Hello.
Right where the butter goes.
At least I'll know which end to pick it up from.
Listen, I was drunk that
night.
Just
be happy Matt's not. Well, Matt's saying if he wants, he'll stick it in the butter.
That's so gross, Matt.
I'm gonna become vegan. Yep. I'm
Matt's
gonna be a vegan.
His Vaseline back. Yeah, I use the Vaseline for my tattoos. Matt uses it for another.
I'll drink to that.
I don't.
I mean, we have lube, but
no.
Matt has his Vaseline.
I've paid for that lube, too. And you know what's worse than that? An old man was checking us out that day. And he looked at me when he seen two boxes of Trojan condoms. And then lubricant in my basket. I was like,
don't say a word, old man.
I said it was for research.
Research.
Like, I panicked and I said it's research.
I'm teaching a health care class.
Like, I did. No lie. We went to the checkout place, and then he held them up. After, like, scanning it, and he's like, do you want these left out? And
no.
I looked at him and I was like,
do you want them left out?
I looked at him, and I was like, this is for research. And he's like, oh. And then put them in a bag, and I was like, shit.
Research for my dick.
I was like, don't make eye contact. So I, like, lowered my gaze and, like, paid for it, and I was, like, bright red, and...
Matt was over there dying!
I would have felt better if it was a female checking me out and not a male. Or an old man.
Oh, a female would have judged you even harder.
Oh, hell yeah.
Listen, this old man had some really judgy...
No, the old man was probably thinking, man, I wish I could fuck my wife like I used to.
Like, my first reaction to that was, like, I can't believe the first thing I said was it was for research. I just panicked, and I was like, it's for research. I was like, I can't believe I did that.
Oh my God.
Because Asher's like, just be cool about it. And I was like, okay. And I get to the register, and then he's, like, fucking holding it in his hand, and I'm like, research.
That's not being cool.
Our viewers are going to have some very interesting stories of us throughout this podcast, you guys.
Yeah, they're like, the fuck is wrong with these people?
They're probably already thinking that.
Oh, my favorite. Okay, so you can't answer this, but you can.
Oh, dear.
Why not?
Because you haven't done this yet.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do. So, your first... relationship with a woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And being intimate with said woman. Mm-hmm. How awkward was it for you?
Very awkward. Because we tried to get intimate in my mom's house!
I would have done it in your mom's bed.
Well, here's the thing. My girlfriend came down to spend New Year's Eve with me. She came down and spent the entire week with me. It was the best day of my life. And we decided, you know, we were going, you know, you're out. We were going to be intimate with each other. So when we, you know, were about to start, it was in the middle of the night. We were watching some random ass Adult Swim show, probably American Dad, and we were going to fuck. Next thing we know, we were getting ready. We hear my mom open her door, come towards our door. We literally separated and rolled away from each other.
Your mom fucking cock-blocked you.
I was standing. I was laying in bed like, God damn it, Mom!
Pussy blocked. You got pussy blocked.
It was such bullshit!
Okay, so I'm not gonna go to the first time because that was like really bad. But the first time in college,
okay,
that like I consented to it. So we had started drinking and she came to my apartment and we were drinking more. And she's like, oh, where are your turn-on spots? And I wasn't like thinking. And so I told her and I was like, so she started messing with me. Well, then my other two roommates came home and they're like, oh, this is what's going on. And I'm like, okay. So we're all like just in the living room drinking and playing games and stuff. And then like my gay roommate is helping her find the turn on spots, right? So here I am, her straddling over me in the living room, both people fucking with me. And, like, I'm completely turned on at this point. So we take it to the bedroom, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, let's make this a little fun. So we get whipped cream and we get chocolate syrup. And so we're laying in the bed and then she's like, okay, I'll be in whipped cream, you be in chocolate syrup. I was like, okay, like, this is going to be fun. And, I mean, all we did was make a giant-ass mess, but we wanted background noise on. So we're fucking to Family Guy.
Ah!
So not only are we fucking and we have, like, this huge fucking whipped cream chocolate mess going on.
I had a bear story for you guys.
But we're also laughing in between making out and fucking to Family Guy. And then you hear my roommate on the other side of the door yelling, get it! Get that pussy! Eat it like it's nothing. And, like, we're just... Anyway, she didn't talk to me the rest of college. Like, the rest of the time I was in college, she did not, like, look in my direction. She did not, like, call me back the next day. I was like, damn. Long story short, don't do that when you're fucked up.
No.
One time I was having a threesome with a guy and a girl, and we had ordered pizza, and we forgot about the pizza. Well, the pizza delivery driver knocks on the door while we're in there fucking in the living room. And so
bad for
they're like, Katie, will you get up and get the pizza? And I was like, yeah, I'll get the pizza. So
please tell me you opened the door naked.
No. I was in a robe.
Oh.
I wore a robe and I was like, yes. And he was like, is this blah, blah, blah's house? And I was like, yeah. And both of the other people that I was fucking with comes up to the door with the sheet wrapped around them. And they're like, is the pizza here? I was like, yes, and he's like, you can just have this for free. I'm gonna go now.
I'll just say you paid for it. I'm lame.
He's like, I'll take this out of my check.
That's kind of funny.
Dude, walking in and some random dude comes down with a sheet pizza here?
Take the pizza.
Bye.
Goodbye. I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh, God. Thank God he didn't drop the sheet.
That would have been great. Like,
well, he's black and he's not small, so, and he has an ass.
I was about to say, what black guy is small?
Marquise.
I don't know if that was right. I'm sorry about that joke. I'm so sorry.
He lasts about maybe 3 or 4 minutes, oh, if God. That.
Oh, Matt, shut up.
At least he's not by any weenie.
So her ex.
No, we're not going to talk about that. Her ex comes out of the bathroom.
And said,
"No, let me say this because I was the one that experienced this shit." So, my ex-boyfriend, not gonna say his name, he was a virgin.
Mark.
No, seriously.
I didn't say his last name. You know how many people's name is Mark?
A lot of Marks.
Anyways, he is a virgin.
Stupid.
And he is like. He goes in the bathroom to put the condom on. And
that
he comes out. No, that he gave me. And Mark comes out of the bathroom and is like, there are no instructions on the package.
Oh, God.
So I just kind of put it on there. And I was like, okay.
He needs an extra.
It would not fit. It fell off.
You needed the extra small condoms.
I was supposed to say that condom was an extra large and it fit Mark. Keys.
Mark. Keys.
It fit Damon. That's what he told me. I was just teasing my friend who lives in Balmoral, and I had a condom with me for some fucking reason in my backpack. I think that's when I had
You make the dick jokes.
I think that was when I was in a relationship with one of my last boyfriends. I just had a condom on me, and I'm like, I always taunt David, like, his dick is so small. So he's like, you know what, give me that. I hand him the condom, and he goes and tries it on, and he's like, it fits. He literally yells it from the bathroom, and I'm like, I don't need to know it.
Hello. All my cat's trying to sleep and we keep
you. Don't look at me like that!
Hey, at least you know if you ever try to fuck him, he has a nice dick.
When he loses weight.
That face! Aww. What's the matter, Aphrodite?
I'm never that desperate, you guys.
Well, here's the thing, it's because I always taunt him about his dick size.
Can we talk about the other thing that Mark did? When he went down on me, he fucking bit me.
Oh, yeah.
Not light. Like, he bit the living fuck out of me.
So bad. That's terrible. I've had my experience with that, too.
Nope. And I'm not.
And he was like, I want to try taking a bath with you. I was like,
why? You can't even stick it in, so it's too big. One day it's going to feel real nice.
Oh, yeah. He was like, one day I'm going to get it in there, and it's going to penetrate you so good.
Like, I don't know about anyone else, but that is not sexy.
Talk. No!
That is, get the fuck off me.
Get out of my house!
And then he thinks the world's flat, and doesn't believe in vaccination.
I want to kick him in his little tiny dick. He probably wouldn't feel it.
Man,
I think my clitoris is big than his dick. It's bigger than his dick.
Dude, Matt's dick is bigger than his.
Yeah, they're going to listen to this podcast and they're going to be like,
we just lost some viewers.
Yeah.
We didn't lose viewers. We just
might have gained some.
They're like, so this is like, this is what? A gay, a trans, and a non. Oh, yeah. I found this podcast yesterday. It's literally called A Gay, A Non-Gay, and A Trans. And it's fucking great.
So,
two gays and a trans.
I'm not completely gay.
But
I would say more pansexual than bi, because I really just don't care.
A gay, a pan, and
a
trans.
A bi, a pan, and a trans.
But, I will say this.
A pan!
I am not attracted to pans, guys. That's not what that means.
I'm attracted to pots!
No. Fucking quit.
That is not world.
Pansexuals is a thing. It's an actual thing.
We're not trying to offend you. We're legit just kidding. Like, if you're pansexual, Power to you. We're just being real.
I just
like, we're not trying to offend you.
Like, I just don't care who I date as long as I have a connection with them. Sort of. I guess it depends on my mood, too.
Yeah.
Who I talk to or not talk to.
Carlos, are you chewing on my sheets?
Bitch, maybe. Don't yell at this precious little Mexican boy.
Hey! Carlos!
You're not biting me.
I can't do it, damn it.
Well, anyway, so what is something that we kind of do look forward to doing for our rooms? Like, for my room, I do want to get another chair going. I want to get some lights hung up. Eventually, figure out how I'm going to block my area off from the kitchen and the door, so that way I do have some privacy. That way you don't just walk into the
screens.
That way you just don't walk into the fucking kitchen one day and I'm butt-ass naked. I've done that several times. Because sometimes Asher will go in my room and he'll sit on my bed and he's like, "You're naked, aren't you?" I'm like, "Yeah."
I just ask, "Are you naked?"
It doesn't even bother him. He'll just sit on my bed and start talking to me. I'm like, "Okay."
It really does, and I've lived with you for a long time now.
Yeah, it's like I'm used to it now. Like, I think at first it kind of shocked you, and then you're like, "Oh, well. This is what's going to happen now."
Pull his tail?
Don't tell me what to
Where's
do.
Where's your cat?
He's asleep in his chair. His chair. I paid a lot of money for that chair. But it's his chair. Or
Aphrodite thinks this is her chair.
Or my favorite is when someone goes to sit in that chair and then just like thinks he can try to figure out how he can get back in that chair.
Yeah.
He's like, he thinks that he's like a fucking tiger, I guess, and he can push people out of the chair. I'm like, "Gus, buddy, you're not that fat."
Damn. No.
Punch your cat.
I'll set yours on fire.
Thanks. I'm sucking with Carlos now. He's like, "Why are you messing with me?" It's because you're furry and I can.
God damn it. I'm bigger than you. I really don't want to go in.
Yeah, I have to take a shower.
Yeah.
It's almost 8 o'clock, you guys. We've been on here for at least an hour and a half.
Mm-mm.
It's been over an hour.
Mm-hmm. We're going to hit the second hour mark, and then we'll turn it off.
What time is it?
We're at 2:42.
Hmm?
We're at 2:42 over here.
2:42.
Well, 1:42. Hour, like, an hour and 43 minutes now.
Shit. I don't know what to talk about. Fuck! Boy.
I ate chips for supper, I guess.
No, maybe we should just call it a day, you guys. Y'all gotta get ready for work.
I don't wanna.
We gotta go to work. So, nice being introduced to the podcast.
We'll see you guys next week.
Yay.